Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect, our focus is on climate activism. And who better to talk to than our own local Green Minister, Malcolm Noonan. I began by asking him what being a Green Minister means to him.
Well, first and foremost, I'm a minister in government, and that carries with it a huge level of responsibility. And it's the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage. I think you see that element of collective responsibility in government and the work that you have to do. But being a Green Minister means that I bring with me the values of our party, the values of the ecological movement, and the big challenge around restoring nature and tackling the issues of climate change. So I feel very proud and privileged to have been in a position over the last 3 years to bring my own life experiences and my knowledge and my activism into a ministerial role, particularly around the National Parks and Wildlife Service, to restore their funding, to work with our team, amazing people, absolutely amazing people across the country who are working to restore nature. And I feel very proud that I brought those green values to help support people and that collaborative element, which I think is really important to try and turn the tide of the loss of nature in our country. And I have a huge responsibility in the sense of it's not just terrestrial, land-based nature, biodiversity, it's our rivers, it's our lakes, it's our coastal estuaries and our marine area. You know, we've achieved a lot over 3 years, but I'm conscious that we're in a race against time. And I feel very proud to have represented Ireland at the Montreal COP15 summit, and that a good outcome came for that. You know, it sets a framework for all the countries who've signed up to it to adopt and bring into their own national biodiversity and national restoration plans. So that's really what it means to me. It also means being part of a Green family, not just of the Irish Green Party, but the Green Party worldwide, and tapping into European Greens and their work around nature restoration and regulation. That's important to me too. So,
how did you get involved in climate activism?
I suppose the first environmental organisation I joined, I think I was about 14, and I joined the Irish Wildlife Trust. And I remember a wonderful woman in County Waterford, Bernie Barrett was her name, and she had a charity called Badger Watch because they were concerned with the culling of badgers across the country over the TB issue. And I went on then and became a member of Earthwatch in Kilkenny, and we started lots of local campaigns. That we were very much involved in the plastic bag tax campaign. We used to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade around the issues of waste and nature and all of that. And then I became a director of Friends of the Earth Ireland and became its local groups coordinator. So it was kind of a natural progression into environmental activism that started from a very young age, where I had a love of the River Nore in Kilkenny, just fishing and hunting and going down there with my friends. And that sparked a love of nature that has stayed with me all my life. And it's a grounding that I think, you know, I want to instill in our children as well. And I suppose then, from being involved with Friends of the Earth and being active at a national level, I was approached by the Green Party to run back in 2004. And again, you know, that was a huge, huge, huge change to move from activism into politics. I often think about it. I was outside Leinster House speaking at a demonstration in support of the Nature Restoration Regulation. And for a brief period, I was an activist again. I felt, you know, that back to my roots of activism, where we were outside the gates all the time with the placards. And now I'm inside the gates legislating and creating the policy to help save nature.
What do we need to do?
We have a very, very short window of time to try and fix things and to limit the damage, limit the impacts of climate change on all our lives. Because even if we were to make profound changes now, those changes are not going to be seen for many, many years, because a lot of the trajectory we're on towards in terms of the warming of the planet, the rising of sea levels, and the destructive elements, the destructive forces of nature, the extreme weather events that will be caused by climate change, are already with us, and we're locked into them. I really feel that that time is against us. We have to make big, profound changes. We have to make changes in our lives, fundamental changes in our lives and how we move about, what we consume. And we need to, at a political level, stop pursuing the growth at all costs model of economic development.
What are your hopes for the future of the planet?
I see great hope in young people. And last year, I initiated the Children and Young People's Citizens Assembly for Biodiversity. It was the first in the world that children and young people would be included in a deliberative assembly like this. And they did amazing work. The 35 children and young people and their 9 youth advisors produced a report to me that is just so profoundly realistic and aspirational, and it's telling us to act. It's telling us as politicians, they want us to act. It's their futures. And everywhere I go, where I meet young people who are involved in activism or I go to schools, they are so tuned in, and that gives me immense hope for the future. Our planet will survive. Really, what we're looking at is the future of humanity, of us as a species, because we won't if we continue on this trajectory. It's about us collectively working together to ensure that we can create a safe planet for all living things.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Naman with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.